Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, a working vacation, right? First, let me start by saying happy Friday to you as we get ready to head into what we will call Christmas weekend, right? It's going to be a very busy weekend for a lot of people. You are probably one of those who may be traveling somewhere. Millions and millions and millions and millions of us will be. I won't. Fortunately, Christmas is at Armed American Radio Ranch this week. But I want to start with this before we get going and head into this Christmas week. And it's Friday. It's a working vacation. I've been off most of the week, but not really off most of the week. As you know, there's been a lot happening. So I want to start with this. I want to say thank you to Andy Hoosier. Don't we love Andy Hoosier? Right? What would Trump say? We love Andy Hoosier. Don't we love Andy Hoosier? And then he would turn around at the back of the podium and let people cheer for Andy as the crowd goes wild. So I'll give you that visual. We love Andy Hoosier. Then I'll turn around. Right? Don't we love Andy Hoosier? He's great, isn't he? Such a great consummate professional. He's probably listening right now. If he's not, he's listening to the program as it airs on KQAM. And all of you KQAM listeners up in Wichita, Kansas, you got a great guy on your hands. Don't let him go. He's that good, right? You're good. You're good. Yeah, we love Andy Hoosier. Andy, thank you for sitting in the seat for the last 4 days. I appreciate it very much. You know, it's interesting. I try to take a day off, a couple days off, and what happens? Breaking news, of course, of the bump stock ban. I know Andy's been talking about it throughout the week. I talked about it with him here on this program a couple days back. Discussed it with Bill Frady, my good friend Bill Frady, on his program, Lock and Load Radio, yesterday for a half hour, and appreciate the opportunity to do so. Let me lay a few things out here as I jump back in the seat here for today before we get ready for the Monster Cast this weekend. I have had some time to look this thing over and to think about what's going on here. Now, I'm going to play a bunch of different angles here. Here's why. Because most of you don't give a crap about a bump stock. Most of you don't care. Let me give you some realistic numbers here. And I'm talking with a number of people within the firearms community, leaders within the firearms community, from attorneys to leaders of organizations at the top of their game. And the agreement is there. You know, the vast majority, we're going to talk about the NRA too, talk about a little bit about why we're seeing what we're seeing or not seeing, but the vast majority of you just don't care. Roughly 80% of Americans don't care about bump stocks and don't care if they exist. Does that fly in the face of what we... No, it doesn't. You probably didn't know what a bump stock was prior to Vegas, did you? I guarantee you Dianne Feinstein didn't have a clue what a bump stock was prior to Vegas. And all of a sudden, here it is, the talk of the day, the talk of the town. Well, we're going to spend some time on it today, but not the whole program. There's a couple things I want to get out here. And I want to play some devil's advocate with you, and I want to try to take various sides of this argument so you can think about some of these things. But let's assume that the vast majority of Americans really don't care about bump stocks, and the vast majority of gun owners don't care about bump stocks. I don't. I have one. You know that. Why did I buy it? Not because I needed it. Not because I wanted to rapid fire any of my AR-15s. I've already used a bump stock before. Novelty, fun. Way too expensive if you're going to be out there using it on a regular basis. But, I can have one, right? I knew. The reason I have a bump stock is because I knew this was going to happen. If you go back to the hours after the shootings, the atrocity in Las Vegas, the National Rifle Association stepped out with a statement which was a little bit out of the ordinary for the National Rifle Association to step outside that quick and make a statement, right? They're always roundly criticized for not making statements when most people feel they should, or at least the media feels they should. We don't really give a crap what the media thinks, do we? No. We don't care what the media thinks. The media cares what the media thinks. But in this particular case, the NRA jumped out, and I read you the statement. I read it with you this week when Andy was on. I read it to Bill Frady's audience yesterday. And I guess I'll go ahead and read it right now. It is, of course, a joint statement from Wayne LaPierre and Chris Cox. It's important. In the aftermath of the evil and senseless attack in Las Vegas, the American people are looking for answers as to how future tragedies can be prevented. Unfortunately, the first response from some politicians has been to call for more gun control. Banning guns from law-abiding Americans based on the criminal act of a madman will do nothing to prevent future attacks. This is a fact that has been proven time and again in countries across the world. In Las Vegas, reports indicate that certain devices were used to modify the firearms involved, despite the fact that the Obama administration approved the sale of bump fire stocks on at least two occasions. The National Rifle Association is calling on the BATFE to immediately review whether these devices comply with federal law. The NRA believes that devices designed to allow semi-automatic rifles to function like fully automatic rifles should be subject to additional regulations. In an increasingly dangerous world, the NRA remains focused on our mission, strengthening American Second Amendment freedom to defend themselves, their families, and their communities. The remaining statement goes on to talk about how we need to pass concealed carry reciprocity. That's the statement from the National Rifle Association hours after the atrocity in Las Vegas when 58 people were killed. And I told you hours after the release of that statement by the National Rifle Association that bump stocks would be what? Sacrificed on the altar of gun control. And they have been. And I knew that, which is why I bought my bump stock, because I wanted it. I live in a free state. It was representative of my freedom. I haven't affixed it to any of my guns. Don't care to. Won't. It's not a big deal to me in any sense of the word. However, what is a big deal to me is the fact that I can own it because I'm a free man, which is why I bought it. Now, that's the statement from the National Rifle Association within hours after Las Vegas. There's a couple key parts of this statement from the NRA. Because, look, I'm going to make this very clear. As you know, I am not a paid employee of the National Rifle Association. I am not on their payroll, never have been. I'm a member like you. I'm not even a life member. I think mine expires, every 3 years? I think I re-up it. Should I be a life member? Yeah, I should be. I've been a NRA member for, my gosh, decades. But that's not the point. The point that I'm trying to make is I'm not on their payroll. Nobody can call me a paid shill of the NRA because I've disagreed with the NRA many, many times, including my current state of residence of Georgia when the NRA was in direct opposition to some of the things we were trying to do here. We prevailed in that case, by the way, and that was SB 386, and it was getting rid of the public gathering laws and everything else. But I digress for just a moment. Because I knew when this statement came out exactly what was going to happen. The National Rifle Association just gave cover and gave cover to politicians to do what we just witnessed this week. And that was to sacrifice, as I said in my own words, martyr. This was the sacrificial lamb on the altar of gun control. The National Rifle Association was willing to give this thing up. Why is that a problem? Well, most gun owners agree it's really not a big deal. We don't care about bump stocks, didn't even know what they were. That's not the point, because now this is no longer about bump stocks. This is about the BATFE and government overreach, what the government can and cannot do. I'm going to make a point to you now, and we'll discuss it into the next segment for a little bit. The reason this is important, because this radio program and this radio host will unequivocally support the lawsuits brought against this grab, this power grab, this massive overreach by the federal government, and support this, support that case, those cases, we will do so lock, stock, and barrel. Because we know that this is bigger than the bump stock. But what's getting ready to happen here, this is as easy to predict. I wish they wouldn't make it so easy for me, for crying out loud. I can tell you what's getting ready to happen here. The NRA has essentially been silent, walked away from this statement, and said they're quote-unquote disappointed that people who own these devices will not be grandfathered in. That's all the NRA is? Disappointed? The NRA, in large part, is responsible for where we are today in this massive government overreach. How would the NRA feel if this government overreach consisted of a redefinition of semi-automatic firearms to somehow magically become automatic firearms? Would the NRA be silent then? No, because a firearm is a direct attack, a ban, an attack on our Second Amendment rights is what happens when we see an attack. A Dianne Feinstein got to ban this gun. But a ban on a bump stock's not an attack on our Second Amendment right, because a bump stock's not necessary for self-defense. We don't have to have that. It's just an accessory. What it is an accessory that was found legal for a reason. by Barack Obama's own DOJ for a reason. Because it isn't what the current ATF and DOJ just redescribed it or redefined it as is. It's not. They have redefined a plastic accessory as a machine gun, and it is not. It is an accessory. And no matter how they try to twist the words, and out of 157 pages, 156 pages were spent trying to back up and support their newly defined rationale, which they can't do, hence these lawsuits. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you a little bit about the lawsuits, and I'll tell you a little bit more specifically what I'm talking about when I refer to the actual wording and the redefinition. We'll be back after this. Hey, gun lover, listen up. Did you enter yet to win your brand new gun from the USCCA? If not, what the heck are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. The Gun A Day giveaway ends very soon. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act very fast. It could be 24 Kimbers, maybe 24 Glocks, 24 SIG, heck, even 24 AR-15s. Just text ARM to the number 87222 and reveal which gun you could be taking home today. And hurry, today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. That means there's just a few hours left. Believe me, you have to see it to believe it. So text ARM to 87222 right now before that gun disappears forever. The USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans like you. They're here to help train and protect the protector. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Just text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to enter. And remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. Just text ARMED to 87222. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. Let's continue this discussion for a few moments, if we could, regarding the bump stock fiasco and why this is so important. It's why every gun owner needs to get behind this and support this, not because it's about bump stocks. You don't have to like a bump stock. You don't have to want one. You can say you wish they would be banned because you don't like them, but you understand they're here and you understand the importance of why this case must move forward. Because the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms just redefined what Congress defined as a machine gun in both the 1934 and a National Firearms Act and the Gun Control Act. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. Congress defines a machine gun. There's a piece, I don't know if you've seen this, I want to go here. Reason has probably the best piece I have seen yet on this bump stock, this whole bump stock issue. Reason has it. And I'm going to go, and then I'm going to go to a Rolling Stone piece, which is going to blow your mind because Rolling Stone is so stupid, it's unbelievable. I can't believe people still buy that. It's called a hit and run blog at reason.com. Today, the Justice Department finalized its ban on bump stocks, which Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker claims merely clarifies federal law. It actually rewrites federal law, doesn't it? Yes, it rewrites it. It doesn't clarify it, it rewrites it. And who is assigned that function? Congress is assigned that function. The final rule defines, get this, bump stock type devices as machine guns under the National Firearms Act of 1934 and the Gun Control Act of 1968. Now listen, quote, because such devices allow a shooter of a semi-automatic firearm to initiate a continuous firing cycle with a single pull of the trigger. That's where I'm going to stop. I don't need to go any further than that. You don't need the rest of the 157 pages. All you need is that one statement because it's patently false. That is not what happens. Anyone who has ever fired a rifle with a bump stock attached understands what happens with what's one of the most basic laws of physics. To every action, there is a reaction, correct? Hence the term recoil. In order to effectively fire a bump stock, the individual shooter must put pressure on his arm and hold outward while the gun recoils back into his shoulder. In order for a bump stock to effectively work, if you were to hold a AR-15 rifle at your hip, you could fire it with one hand, semi-automatic, because it is a semi-automatic rifle requiring one pull of the trigger. If you were to attach a bump stock device to it and do the same thing at your hip, the gun would not bump. It will not bump fire. It requires input from the other shooter's arm, hand, pressure, action, reaction, energy, force, recoil. That statement from the ATF is a flat-out lie. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, correct? We know this. We learned this when we were kids. It requires that pressure and that responsive action by the shooter. It is a lie, but even grossly more so is the patently false, lying, misleading statement that a bump stock changes a semi-automatic's method of fire to allow continuous fire with one pull of the trigger. That is not true. The bump stock merely, because of the action I just told you, allows the trigger to be pulled faster than you can do it individually with your finger. It is still being pulled individually. The gun, the AR-15, is firing one round per independent pull of the trigger, period. The ATF has lied in that statement to justify their ends, period. And they took that function away from Congress. Let me tell you why this is so important, and I'm not going to spend any much more time on this today because we will do that on the Monster Cast coming up this weekend. But here's what I need you to know. This is what I want you to think about. This is not about bump stocks. This is about redefinition of federal law by an outlier agency who does not have the authority to do so, number one, which what resulted in a massive overreach and now a taking of private property lawfully owned and purchased legally by God knows how many Americans. But here's the crux. Here's what you need to take away from that. Because that statement from the ATF is false, and they've now claimed that they have redefined, they're claiming they've clarified law, but when in reality what they've done is they've redefined the distinguishing difference between a semi-automatic and a fully automatic weapon. Anyone who has ever fired a fully automatic weapon knows you pull the trigger back and it continues to release until you release the trigger, period. One pull. It cannot be done unless you attach an external device that mimics that rate of fire with the fully of the fully automatic weapon with a semi-automatic in semi-automatic mode. No matter how they want to wordsmith this, it doesn't work. The AR-15 is still a semi-automatic rifle. And again, here we go. I got to slide back in. I could keep going and going and going. This is your takeaway. Okay, you have 90 days to turn them in. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to any ATF office. I'm not going to go, here, Mr. ATF man, here's my lawfully purchased bump stock. Not going to happen. We'll go more into that later. Here's the problem. Here's why you have got to support the lawsuits against the government in this. You have no choice as a gun owner. If you own a semi-automatic firearm, you have to. Because that redefinition now redefines the action of a semi-automatic firearm itself as a fully automatic weapon. Whoa, what? No, it's not. An AR-15 is not fully automatic. It's a semi-automatic. Guess what, listener? It's a semi-automatic with a bump stock attached to it. The trigger is still being pulled for each individual round fired. Doesn't matter how fast it is. It's still being pulled. But when a bump stock is banned, is the AR-15 now incapable of bump firing? No. In fact, quite the opposite. The AR-15 will always, as will every single semi-automatic rifle known to man, be capable of bump firing, even with the bump stock gone. Yeah. What does that mean? That means if I hold my rifle with a rubber band pulling the trigger back and putting exerting the opposite force on it, I can bump fire my semi-automatic weapon. I can do it by putting my belt loop through the trigger, holding it back, and exerting the opposite pressure on the barrel. And what happens? I can bump fire my semi-automatic weapon. By definition, from the ATF, any weapon which shoots, is designed to shoot, or can be readily restored to shoot automatically more than one shot without manual reloading by a single function of the trigger. You've just described now, with this redefinition, every single semi-automatic rifle. To use the BATF's logic, when we get rid of bump stocks, the semi-automatic weapon cannot fire in that condition again. Yes, it can. What does that mean? What does that mean? Go ahead. I know you don't want to say it. It means we're right around the corner from a takeaway of your semi-automatic rifle, which you don't need because no one needs a semi-automatic rifle. No one needs it. Have we been hearing that talk ramping up lately? Yep, for the last couple of years. I'll explain more when we come back. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to USCCAonAir.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to USCCAonAir.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit USCCAonAir.com to find out. Once again, that's USCCAonAir.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense studios. Let me clarify something from the previous segment. I might not have been clear, and I want to make sure that I've got this squared away for you so you know where we're coming from. The final rule, let me start with this. The National Firearms Act of 1934, okay? The NFA defines a machine gun as, quote, any weapon which shoots, is designed to shoot, or can be readily restored to shoot automatically more than one shot without manual reloading by a single function of the trigger. That's the National Firearms Act definition of a machine gun. 1934. And reaffirmed in the Gun Control Act of 1968. The NFA defines a machine gun as any weapon which shoots, is designed to shoot, or can be readily restored to shoot automatically more than one shot without manual reloading by a single function of the trigger. A semi-automatic rifle cannot do that. I don't care what device you attach to it. It cannot meet that definition. So what did they do? The new final rule states, this is where I may have confused you in the last segment. Let me clarify this. The new rule defines bump stock devices as machine guns under what I just read to you. Quoting, because such devices allow a shooter of a semi-automatic firearm to initiate a continuous firing cycle with a single pull of the trigger. That is false. That is a lie. But what they've effectively done is turned your semi-automatic rifle by new definition into a machine gun. No, sir, Mr. Walters, they're only talking about a bump stock. Right now they are. Until somebody writing a new rule at the ATF and a new Democrat in the White House and a new Democrat controlling a majority in the Senate and the House says, you know what? Those guns don't need bump stocks. Those evil semi-automatic rifles are actually machine guns under this rule written by the Trump administration. Yet another reason we need to ban semi-automatic rifles. Now, I don't know about you, but if you've been paying attention to me or anything relative to your gun rights over the last few years, in particular after Newtown and even worse after Parkland, you have heard me remind you that they are ramping up efforts to ban semi-automatic firearms, period. You have heard the media begin to push this narrative. They're using the term semi-automatic rifles more frequently. They are tending to back down on assault-style rifles. Or if they do mention assault-style rifles, they combine it. It is in conjunction with semi-automatic assault-style rifles because it sounds scary and it makes them feel like they're using really, really big woods. Because when it comes to reality, these people who are talking about it outside of these circles have no clue what they're even discussing. Don't support the bump stock ban and the court cases upcoming. You are, in essence, allowing the government to redefine your semi-automatic AR-15, which cannot be a fully automatic weapon by its very design ever. No matter what's attached to it, you have allowed the federal government, outside the scope of Congress, bureaucrats at the ATF, to redefine your semi-automatic rifle as a machine gun. Do you think any good can come of this? If you're Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Every Town for Gun Safety, Mike Bloomberg, who, by the way, is going to run for president, and you know that $17 million he spent, outspent the gun lobby in 2018 midterms? Add a zero to that. Add a zero to that for the 2020 elections. Gun control is going to be front and center in 2020. Don't think they're going to come after that in 2020. Don't think they're going to use the fact that it was the Trump DOJ that redefined this as a machine gun. Don't believe me? Take the bump stock, throw it away. It never existed. It's gone because of their rule. It's done. But the belt loop works and the rubber band works. The semi-automatic still does the same thing it did when another external device was attached to it. Therefore, the semi-automatic is, in fact, a machine gun. Why? Because such devices allow a shooter of a semi-automatic firearm to initiate a continuous firing cycle with a single pull of the trigger, which is now the definition of a machine gun. Yeah. This case is not about bump stocks. This case is far bigger than that. Now let's play devil's advocate. Well, bump stocks are not necessary to self-defense. True. True. That's true. Motorcycles aren't necessary to transportation. Firearms aren't necessary for murder. All true statements. A bump stock is not necessary for self-defense. That's absolutely true. And honestly, you would lose a case if you took a bump, because these cases are not being filed on Second Amendment grounds. The Firearms Policy Coalition case is not a Second Amendment case when it comes to the bump stock. Because if you were to file, and this is, take this as a very, very, very educated piece of information. If you were to attempt to file a suit against an infringement of the Second Amendment from the bump stock ban, you'd lose. You wouldn't get a judge. It'd be thrown out in summary judgment. It would never go anywhere. Because a bump stock as an accessory is not a firearm and cannot be defined as an arm. You would have no Second Amendment standing here at all. None. Zero. Which is why the cases aren't filed on Second Amendment grounds. Regulatory is where these are going. And if the federal government can redefine, if an arm of the federal government can redefine whatever the hell it wants, anytime it wants, which is what can happen if this stands, they can redefine anything, anytime, any place. If the next liberal whack job doesn't like gas-powered automobiles, they'll just redefine what we currently have to make it outlawed to fit their ends. The means justify the ends. I have no idea what's going to happen in a courtroom on this, but I know that these individuals, and we're going to have much more information about this as these cases wind their way through courts. I can tell you that I've had some very detailed discussions with individuals that are deeply involved in these cases. Very personal discussions. Not privy to discuss that at this stage of the game. I don't know that I ever will be, frankly. But suffice to say, this is a fight that every gun owner must be engaged in. Because this is not about the bump stock. This is about your government overreaching to redefine what it doesn't like so that they can take it from you. Though you bought it legally and own it legally, which is me. And I'm in a state that doesn't regulate my bump stock, which I don't really care. I don't really, you know, it's not about my bump. I'm never going to attach it to my gun. I'm never going to use it. I don't care about it. I have it because I can. And that's enough. I don't have to explain to anybody else why I bought it. So you're going to watch this wind its way. And it's going to be fascinating. It's going to be grueling. I'll tell you exactly when we come back how this is going to progress, what you're going to see in Congress, and what kind of push the media is going to give us when they formulate their narrative back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm when not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com for more information and to buy today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Final segment of the day today. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studio. Yeah, we're going to have let me tell you what's going to happen on the Monster Show. Let me just throw this out there. It is Christmas weekend, and I honestly, you know, I would love to give everybody the day off if I could. And it's interesting. Mr. Gottlieb, of all places and people, is going to be home this weekend and really wants to give me his time. He's got a lot to talk about. I hate to do that on a Christmas weekend. I hate to do that. AWR Hawkins. I spoke to AWR just minutes before the show airs. Just minutes before the show went to air today. And he thinks he's going to be available the night, you know, a couple nights before Christmas, one night before Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve Eve. I will be because I don't have anywhere to go. I'm staying home, which is a great thing to spend Christmas with my family. But I don't know how far I want to go. I've got a potential slew of great guests lined up to talk about this taking issue, this terrible act, this incredible overreach by the federal government, Trump's DOJ. You hear him in the beginning of my program every hour. I am strongly support the Second Amendment. I am a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. You hear that. So lots to talk about. So we'll see how the Sunday show unfolds. We don't know. It's Christmas week. Week after that is going to be New Year's week, right? We'll see how it unfolds. But this is the time of year we can let our hair down a little bit. We're going to kick 2019 off in a big time way, I promise you. But before we get going with any of that, don't forget, it's coming to a close. I heard Andy talking about it as well. And that's the Texting Armed, ARMED to 87222, the USCCA. You could get up to 24 chances to win the gun of your dreams because they will give away whatever they feel like it. It could be 24 Glocks they'll give away, 24 Kimbers, 24 SIGs, 24 ARs, which are capable of bump firing, which are now redefined as machine guns, as far as the way I read that from the ATF anyway, but I digress. The USCCA wants to get as many guns in the hands of responsibly armed Americans as they can, because responsibly armed Americans keep this country safer, and we all know it. They know it. text armed, A-R-M-E-D, A-R-M-E-D to 87222. We're running out of time on this one. I have not yet seen when it's going to flip, but I can promise you it's going to be soon. I wouldn't be surprised to see something Monday on this thing flipping, letting you know. It's more than likely going to go to the end of the month, but nonetheless, why wait? Just text armed, A-R-M-E-D to 87222. Should you not want to do that, you can also visit www. Who says that anymore, right? It's amazing to me. My mom does, right? My mom does. It's funny. Oh, just go to www. Oh, okay. Right. USCCAonAir.com, USCCAonAir.com, or www.USCCAonAAR.com. And let the Gun A Day giveaway maybe be a winner for you around Christmas time. That would be a lot of fun, okay? Support all of our sponsors. Mantis X, 10% off, free shipping, I believe, over there, right? Use the promo code AAR. Get free shipping and a percentage off. MyPillow, Mike's giving away the four-pack. It's Christmas. Support our sponsors. They're all available for you. Boondocks FTA, schedule a course with those great folks. Taser, 15% off the Taser Pulse. 15% off the Taser Pulse at Taser.com using the promo code AAR. By the way, Texas barbecue rub, Bill Cannon is out of the goodness of his heart giving Armed American Radio listeners 15% off those unbelievable barbecue rubs at TexasBBQRub.com. Texas, T-E-X-A-S, BBQRub.com. Promo code AAR and take 15% off those rubs that we use here at the ranch and the studio on everything but cereal. If you really wanted to, you could put it on cereal. That's how good they are. Pick you some original and pick up some of the Grand Champion. Pick up some of the number two brisket rub. It's great stuff. Bill Cannon's given us that just because he loves us. All right? All of our sponsors. Promo code AAR. All of our sponsors. TheGunBox.com. AAR is the promo code. Take 10% off of anything over $259. These are the best products in the world. They support us. We need to support them. All right. Let me tell you how all this is going to play out, sadly. And it is. The clown posse's getting ready to take control of the circus. The ringleader, Pelosi, is going to work hand-in-hand with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Here's how they're going to do this, because they're going to be working with the mainstream media in this. Yes, it's going to be bad. Yeah, it is. No question about it. They're making gun control, the taking of your rights, the infringement of your rights, their top priority. And I can promise you, you're going to hear buzzwords like nobody's business. Nancy Pelosi and their new clown posse majority in the House of Representatives is going to pass some form of common sense gun safety legislation that all Americans can agree on. And you're going to hear phony statistics. 90% of Americans, including NRA members, support universal background checks. 90% of Americans support ERPOs, extreme risk protection orders, including 90% of NRA members. We have no idea where they got those numbers, but they're going to say it. And the media is going to parrot that. And they're going to push that narrative. And they're going to say, even Donald Trump enacted what? Common sense gun safety measurements with the banning and confiscation of bump stocks. But it doesn't go far enough. This legislation will save lives. And all of that will happen. And the mainstream media will be all over the gun control push. Bloomberg will be in the news. David Hogg, that little clown posse, and the rest of his kids will all be in the news. All of them. All those know-nothings. They know nothing about what they talk about. They are ignorant when they talk on this topic. They don't know anything about what they're talking about. David Hogg doesn't have a clue how a firearm operates. But he will be championing this. No matter what the House does, no matter what they ban, no matter what they put in and pass as common sense gun safety, the gun grabbers will be championing this like it's nobody's business, and the media will be all over it. It will be headlines everywhere before it even gets to the Senate. The pressure put on moderate, wavy rhinos is going to be immense. Immense. Don't think for 2 seconds, for 2 seconds, that they can't cave. They can. And some of them will. And it is possible that something work its way through the Senate because the mainstream press is going to be relentless. Well, come on, man. The press is always relentless. Mark, come on. You're being a little melodramatic here. Really? One of those senators, new senators, Republican senators in D.C., Governor Rick Scott, former Governor Rick Scott, now Florida Senator Rick Scott, recently signed a bump stock ban and common sense gun safety legislation in Florida. Why did he do it? Who had him under pressure? Democrats that weren't going to vote for him anyway? No. He caved to the media blitz. If you thought the blitz in Parkland was intense, wait until the House of Representatives under Clown Posse leader Nancy Pelosi, working with Chuck Schumer, who's going to be all over Mitch McConnell as the minority leader, screaming for the Senate to do what the House did and support this common sense gun safety legislation that will save kids' lives. If you think for 2 seconds that media pressure is not going to be intense, you are absolutely